The Africa Report.
The Africa Report with Monsieur Jean-Jacques Konish. Bonjour, Monsieur. Comment ça va?
Bonjour, Ab, ça va très bien, merci.
If you're joining us for the first time, by the way, Monsieur Jean-Jacques Konish serves as both as your Africa correspondent, but also as your French lecturer, as he continues to teach you how to greet and how to say goodbye in French. Jean-Jacques, we hear it so often now. I suppose I fear that I may be getting numb to it, but we've lost 24 children once again to boats.
Well, you know, this is in Sudan, north of Khartoum. The Nile is flooded. The rainy season between June and October, the Nile always floods and brings the silt down. And, you know, over history, that's exactly how that part of the world stays alive. These children were used to normally walk to school, but because of the flooding, they've been taking this boat. It capsizes with 42 of them on board, aged between 7 and 16 years old. Very few bodies have been recovered. At least 24 have died. But the tragic thing is, Abs, when you see that, you know, one family lost 5 daughters in this tragedy. Two families lost 3 daughters. 3 families lost 2 daughters each in this family. And this is in the Manasseh area where there's concern about very controversial dams being built on the Nile. Are they making the flooding worse? Are they making it less manageable? So that row is going to continue as a result of it. But, I mean, at this point, all we can do is pray with those families with the huge tragedy.
Yeah, no, most definitely it is. Hey, children. Hey, okay. Jean-Jacques, let's talk about Ethiopian, exiled Ethiopian. What's the story there?
Well, you remember Feyisa Lelisa at the Rio Olympics? He came second in the marathon, and then as he came in, he crossed his arms over his head. It was the Oromia kind of sign, you know, free Oromia. And then he realized that, I mean, it got a lot of publicity, and he went into exile, and he's been in Arizona since then, saying that his life is in danger if he goes back home to Ethiopia. But now, since then, of course, Abiy Ahmed, the new prime minister himself from Oromia, which is the largest ethnic group, and I mean, they really have had a difficult past, and they maintain they've been marginalized and put upon by the Ethiopian authorities. Well, now Lelisia apparently indicates that he's ready to go home, that he no longer feels fear. And that's great because, clearly he's a member of the Ethiopian marathon team, Olympic team, a man of some talent. And if he wants to be in his own home, he has every right to be. And I'm sure the eyes of the world will be on him when he does it. It was a very high-profile incident when it occurred. So things have changed, there's no doubt, in Ethiopia. Let's not get complacent about it, but they have changed. So great that he can go home. Good news.
Now, very good news. And then let's talk about the U.S. Embassy. What's the latest in Abuja?
Well, you know, I don't know. They haven't given a full reason, but they've just closed both the consulate and the U.S. And the visa section in Abuja. That's the capital where they have the main embassy. At the moment, the consulate in Lagos is not affected, so that's doing all the work, and that's the indication that anybody needing services will have to go and will now have to do it through Lagos at this time. Remember, they have closed the embassies before for security reason, all temporarily, and this one is it's very high profile. I mean, it's the most populous country in Africa. You close your embassy or services at your embassy, therefore, you know, you've got to have a good reason. So we wait to see exactly what the explanation is and for how long that those services will be curtailed from the capital, from the embassy in the capital.
Thank you so much, Monsieur Jean-Jacques Konish. We're looking forward to chatting with you again next week. À la semaine prochaine.
À la semaine prochaine, oui.
Thank you so much. Jean-Jacques Konish, your Africa correspondent.